الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: وطهر بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود. وقال تعالى: ولا تباشروهن وأنتم عاكفون في المساجد. أو كما صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Allah tabaraka ta'ala has blessed us with this great, great institution of i'tikaf. The root of it is Ghari Hira. And every mu'takif everywhere in the world should keep this in mind. How Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was overtaken with the condition of the people, and people are idol worship and all the evils that were there, and he was so concerned that he should take his provision and go to Ghar Hira for up to 40 days at a time and spend his time there. And that time we can well imagine in Ghar Hira, where there was absolutely no one, all alone. And that is the real essence of i'tikaf also. At one time in the khanqah of our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat should speak very little normally. In Ramadan, practically nothing. But however, one question he used to pose, and there the masjid was a big masjid, and there were no tents, all were open, everyone just in the open. Only one tent for Hazrat, that's all. And then Hazrat should say that we are all here in the open and we have come here for i'tikaf. And is it possible that in jalwat there must be khalwat? In public you must have seclusion, privacy. When you are in public, can you have privacy? So then Hazrat should reply himself, yes, it is possible. And every person within his own frame of mind must seclude himself. And that is here what is the object. In fact, by Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali in Saharanpur, in the Khanqah of Hazrat, a person could eat as much as he want to, they shouldn't stop him. He could sleep as much as he want to, they wouldn't stop him. But any person found talking was expelled immediately from the Khanqah. At his worldly talks or any just talking. So that was the idea, that you be on your own. And that is what is i'tikaf, that you be on your own. Though we are all amongst everyone, we are sleeping next to one another, eating, we are together, but mentally, spiritually, in our own, we must be on our own. That is what is the i'tikaf. And keep in mind, Ghar Hira, the cave of Hira, that how Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam should go there, and then that is to be alone. And why should Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam should go there? To ponder, to meditate. There can be no better time for a person, if we are in i'tikaf, that we can have chance to meditate and to ponder. What is happening of my own life, first of all? What am I doing in my life? Like that, the rat race is too much. We got no time to even think. Forget doing anything for ourselves. We have no time to even think for ourselves. This is the ideal occasion now. If we cut off from everyone and we observe i'tikaf as how it is supposed to be observed, we will have a time to reflect, what is my condition? What is my spiritual condition? What is the condition of my namazas? Have I got Ayatul Kursi in my life? Do I read? Have I got Yasin Sharif in my life? Have I got the 10 ayats of the Quran Sharif? Who the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum should say about? We haven't met any intelligent person who doesn't read his 10 ayat at night. Inshallah, we will discuss that also. Many other things to ponder about. How am I treating my wife? What's the upbringing of? Many things to ponder about. If we are in i'tikaf, this is the time to open and reflect on that. And or to my dini condition, my akhirat. Yeah, I'm with everyone, but I'm all alone. Another aspect we should think of our i'tikaf, that I'm in my qabr, yeah. and now think in my qabr, all what is with me. The first thing are the aqaid. That were ma rabbuka. That have I got my answer ready before in the qabr. And it is not a matter of knowing it, it's a matter of acting, living it. Have I got the yaqeen on Allah Ta'ala? My beliefs on Allah Ta'ala, are they correct? We are doing islah-e aqaid. It's not just a matter of reading and listening that I must correct myself. Have I got any negative belief about Allah Ta'ala? That all. So in my qabr, I'm going to have to answer. وَمَا دِينُكَ? What was your way of life? It's not which was your religion. Was your religion according to the deen of Islam? What was your way of life? As you said you were a Muslim, but you were dressing like a non-Muslim. You said you were a Muslim, but your whole 24 hours was that of a non-Muslim. No namaz in your life, sports in your life, business all the time, all the wrong things. And also, with that, what was in my mind? I was in namaz, but my mind was in all the kuffar things perhaps. I was worried of the sports, etc. What the results of the sports were. There was one mutawalli in Surat in India, and he was in charge of a few masjids. So he should travel around to the various masjids to see if things are right. The imam is on time, the muazzin, cleanliness, all those things. So the one masjid he made Zuhar namaz, the imam made Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And immediately, who scored you? Who scored you? What's the score? What's the score? The imam said, forget the score, you are fired. If your whole namaz was what was the score, who hit a six and who took a wicket and what's happening, then what namaz you made. So if that is our condition, that we are in namaz, we are even in i'tikaf, but we are still in cricket, we are still in soccer, we are still in politics, we are still in business, all that. Allah reward our brothers that they made the rule that no cell phone. So this was that nothing but the outside world. And that is what is called i'tikaf. Allah grant us a very, very great meritorious to sit for i'tikaf. And then the rules also we see are not so easy. One moment if you waste when going out. So precious this i'tikaf is that you are sitting for i'tikaf for Allah. That you have made yourself exclusive only for Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala does not want you to be wasting time in anything else. Like the notice boards on the masjid are not about some soccer programs or some other thing. All about deen. But that also, no, you're not allowed. Somebody will stop and ask you, salam, how are you, when did you come? He's making muhabbat with you. That's also not allowed. Not for one moment it's allowed also. Allah said, you are now exclusive for me. Like Mahmud Ghaznavi, rahmatullah alayhi, when he was having a mashura, a meeting with his ministers. And one of the ministers, during the course of the meeting, fixed up his button here on top. And Mahmud Ghaznavi became extremely angry with him. And told him, when you in my meeting, and what we discussing, how could your mind go to anything else? Your mind had to be exclusive only to me, and to the meeting that the things we are discussing. How could your mind even go to that button? The next time you do it, I fire you. You are not allowed then to sit in my... Now we in the namaz, we are by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is giving us His full attention. He called us here. And He made the muazzin call the azan. He had the masajid built for us. And He called us here. And He made it that we are now exclusive for Him. And we don't give one thought to Allah Ta'ala. We give everything else thought. This is only that Allah, on the one hand, that Allah has fixed everything. It comes in the ayat, Allah should have sent this azab in torrents down, but Allah has fixed it. On its time it will come. Or it is that the mercy and kindness of Allah, that He still tolerates us, still tolerates us, still tolerates us. There is no end to the, how much Allah does that mean we take advantage of Allah, that we just carry on unmindfully. So namaz is like that. Ihtikaf also, Allah has brought us here now for this 9-10 days exclusive for Allah Ta'ala. And now time to reflect about ourselves, our relationship with Allah Ta'ala. So this is a very, very wonderful. The rewards are so great, which we hear, that three trenches are built between us and Jahannam. So let it be quality ihtikaf. Let it be what is not just on the surface, just not the labeled ihtikaf, but inside also let there be ihtikaf. That is seclusion, that is devotion, that is dedication, complete dedication. That is what is called ihtikaf, the more valuable. So the great virtues, the three trenches between us and Jahannam. And each trench, the distance between the earth and the sky, how much Allah has made. For every day's ihtikaf, 2 maqbool hajj and 2 maqbool umrah sawab we get. So Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this great, but the purpose of the ihtikaf must come. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَطَّحِّرْ بَيْتِيَا, and purify, cleanse my house. That is the Haram Sharif of Makkah directly. Together with that, all the masajid also, لِطَائِفِينَ, for those who will be making tawaf, which is exclusive for the Haram of Makkah. وَالْعَاكِفِينَ, and those who will be making i'tikaf. Allah has referred to them. What importance Allah has given to them. The tawaf is nowhere else in the world but at the Haram Sharif. And then i'tikaf is in all masajid, which are called masajid, and with the requirements. But that Allah referred to the mu'takifin secondly. And then, وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ, those who are making ruku and sajda, that is namazes they are making. Yeah, there is an instruction for the mutawallis also. They must keep the masajid clean. And together with that, all the facilities, amenities which are required for those ibadat. For namaz, the masjid must be imam must be appointed. All that, the wuzu khanas were introduced by Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh. Before that, there were no wuzu khanas attached to the masajid. Must make wuzu at home and you come. But then Imam Malik introduced it for the benefit of the musafir, the travelers. Where will they go? But today we all local people also have become travelers. We all come intentionally to the masjid to make wuzu. Wuzu by everyone, local people, must be made at home. In case you were delayed so much, you just came from outside, or your wuzu break, or you had to go to the toilet again. And for a very long time, there were no toilets with the masajid also. That was introduced much, much more longer. Masjid was solely for the ibadat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala, this spirit of ihtikaf, Allah Ta'ala bless us. And in the other ayat, see how beautifully Allah has said, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ, and don't become intimate with your wives while you are in ihtikaf. It doesn't make sense if you are in ihtikaf where your wife is not here. But just look a little bit back, that you kept rozas for 20 days. 20 days, no eating during the day, no drinking during the day. And no intimacy with your wife also, close relationships also. At night it was permitted. You can at night now you could eat also, you can sleep also, and you can become intimate also with your wife. Now Allah said you have reached after 20 days of roza, purification, you purified yourself. Now you have come to that level, now you can do the inner ibadah of meditation. The inner ibadat of now connecting with Allah in the true sense. This is now the time that we have to connect with Allah Ta'ala. So your wife was sort of, great extent, she was like in between you and your Allah. Though Allah reward our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, Hazrat Manana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat said that the love of your wife, Allah writes in his account. That you made love to Allah Ta'ala. The love you make to your wife, that is not, doesn't block you from reaching Allah. because all the haram is haram, that is right out of the question. But what your proper love of your wife, Allah wrote it with him. But still, she was there. Now for you to reach directly, so Allah said, now that you have 20 days you kept Rosa, mentally, spiritually, physically, we have purified, we have cleansed you. Now you are in a state that you become close to me. And now your wife also leave her alone. Now when you are in i'tikaf, وَلَا تُبَاشِرُهُنَّ وَأَنْتُمْ عَاكِفُونَ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ. Don't now, you cannot now become intimate with them. And also, now Allah reward our brothers, no cell phone, no contact with the wife also. Though it's halal, you can speak to her, you can talk to her, but now that also, no business also, nothing. You can do business in i'tikaf also without the goods being present. But the real i'tikaf is now nothing, no thought about anything. That is what will be i'tikaf. And that is how we see even the grown-up mu'takifins who are big dadas and grandfathers and great-grandfathers, an announcement for Eid, all are happy. And then now we're going. We're going back home. So like that, if we did our i'tikaf, like children, they studied properly, and Ustad gave them 5 minutes earlier off. They over the moon. Today we got early chutti. So if Allah gives us 1 day off, and we also go over the moon, that we got 1 day. But now that happiness, that now the real happiness is now to meet with Allah Ta'ala. If we do our i'tikaf properly, what is the spirit of i'tikaf? And very, very blessed are those whom Allah gives the opportunity. Ye qadam uthte nahi, uthaye jaate hai. It isn't that we are picking up our leg, that we came for i'tikaf, Allah brought us. Main aaya nahi, laya gaya hu. I haven't come, I've been brought, Allah brought me. Main laakh samjha, all our deen, I think I have understood it. I got to the bottom of the matter, main nahi samjha. Samjaya gaya hoon. I haven't understood. Allah made me understand. And fortunate are those people who understood. I must come for i'tikaf. I must leave my dunya 10 days at least. I left my dunya. I left my business. I left my family. I left my sports. I left all my dear and close things. How my setup is, my routine at home. My bathroom, my toilet, my bedroom, everything how I want it. I've come here now and only for Allah Ta'ala. And what a great sacrifice also. And after 20 days of Allah Ta'ala put us through the mal and we kept our rosas. And now Allah says, now you are fit to come to me personally and directly to me now. So let us be there with Allah Ta'ala. Let it not be like we are making namazes for how many years, but we're still not in namaz. We're still not by Allah Ta'ala. Let it not be, mashallah, there are many of our friends, the annual i'tikaf, they never miss it. And many, many people in the world, all their masajid, every year's i'tikaf, they're very particular. But let it not be that till today we haven't made i'tikaf. The spirit of i'tikaf. One is the body of i'tikaf, the cover of it, the label of it. And what is one is what is inside. So Allah Ta'ala give us that reality. So yeah, we must get that spirit of this i'tikaf that we have the opportunity now to meditate and think about many things. Otherwise, normally in our life, we are what a rat race. We haven't got time to think also. Forget doing things, we haven't got time. We haven't got time to think of the most important things. Many things we have to we have to prepare something. We are going on a journey. I must put this also. I must get this sorted out. I must make that booking. I must make this arrangement. There are many things. But our journey of life to Allah, we hardly ever thought about it. One time, Bahlul was a majzoob. A majzoob is a person we think is a mad person. But they know we are mad. We think they are mad, and they know we are mad. And we think they are stupid, and they know we are stupid. Like one majzoob, somebody asked him the direction to the town, to the city. He showed him the direction to the Qabristan. When that person landed up at the Qabristan, his GPS took him where? Where he put his where he wanted to go and where he landed up. He said, where you directed me? He said, I directed you to the city. He said, there's a Qabristan. He said, then where is the city? He said, that is the city. He said, anyone staying there? All of them coming and all staying permanent here. So the city, the real place is where you stay permanently. All are coming to stay permanently here. One person asked a king, told him that this Musafir Khana of yours, this lodge you're in. So he got very angry, the king, palace of mine. And you're calling it a Musafir Khana. You're calling it a lodge you're in. So he said, who was here? Who you staying now? Yeah. Who stayed before you? My father. Before that, your grandfather. Before that, my great. Where are they all? They're all gone. You? I'm also going. So what is this? There is a lodge here. It's an inn. People come and they go. This is not a permanent place. So the Qabristan is the permanent place. So Bahlul, he was also of that type. So Harun al-Rashid, the king, and that time's king, Harun al-Rashid being the king, should make 100 rakats of Nafal Namaz every day. Today, which Wali and which Sheikh makes 5 extra Nafil Namazes, 2 extra Nafil Namazes. As a king he was, running the country and the affairs of the country, 100 Nafal Namazes a day. Every second year he should go for Umrah. And the year he does, and he should take an entourage of ulama with him. All of them, all expenses paid. And Hajj was expensive all the time. That's why the Quran Sharif said, "Man istata'ata ilayhi sabila." Those who have the means, everyone won't have the means. In kana laka malun, Hajj is faraz if you have that wealth. So all the time, because of the levels of the value of money differs according to time, we think now Hajj is very expensive. It was all the time like that. So anyway, he should pay for all of them. And the year he doesn't go, this other second year, he should send a whole entourage of ulama. Also, everything paid and paid to the, and the most comfortable, he should see to all the expenses. So he was a king of that nature. So one day he told Bahlul, you're a made man, because they had the opposite it was. So he says that, I'm giving you the stick of mine, walking stick, and you find anyone more stupid than you, you must give it to him. So he took it, he went, and after some time he heard the king is ill, terminally ill. And he was his friend, let me go and visit my friend, the king. So he went and visit him. So he asked him, you found somebody? So he said, no, I haven't still found somebody. But tell me, king, that you in your reign of your power, you are ruling the country, you had to make travels to see things are right in all the various provinces, etc. Yes, I had to regularly, I had to go check. You went with all your ministers, your whole entourage. Yeah, and in traveling in those days, elephants, camels, whatever it was, today in the big Mercedes and the big, big cars that have to go. So you made arrangement for them, the garages. You needed your servants also, all the ministers and them, for them also all the arrangement made. You took your pets and the animals also, yeah, for them also all, everything, intelligence to see everything is in order. That also, every detail I should make arrangement. So he said, now that you are dying, what arrangement have you made for Akhirat? So he said, oh, that I haven't done. So he says, I didn't find a person more stupid than you. I'm giving your stick back to you. That you are the most stupid person. That the real journey, we haven't made arrangement. For our small journeys of this dunya, we're just going to town today. I'll be back in an hour's time. I'm just going to do this work. And how lot of every arrangement we'll make. Without being conscious, our eye will be on the petrol gauge. Is there enough petrol also? On everything we will check and we will do. But our real journey, which can be now at this moment, for any one of us, what have we prepared? How much have we prepared? What are we preparing for that real journey? And that journey, if I don't come back, even if my body has to come back, but my body will come back. This journey, not my body also will come back. Nothing will come back yet. And whatever I have worked for in my whole life is not going to help me in that journey. It will all stay behind here. On the walls of Jannah are written, Ummatun muznimatun muznibatun wa rabbun ghafurun. A ummah who is full of guna and a rabb who is full of forgiveness. And then there is written, ma qaddamna wajadna. What we sent forward, we found it all here. And also, waqala ashabul jannah li ashabin nar. Ma wa'adana rabbukum wajadna. That what Allah promised, have we found it? Hal wajadtum ma wa'ada rabb. Have you also found? Yes, we found everything. So it will be there all. So what we send forward, we will find it. وَمَا أَكَلْنَا رَبِحْنَا. What we ate, we benefited, we ate, we used it, all what we used. وَمَا تَرَكْنَا خَسِرْنَا. And what we left behind, that was our loss. We will say at the end, he was worth 20 million. He was worth 50 million. But all that is the proof that that was your loss. That that is not your. And unfortunately, by and large, pious homes, deendar, religious people's homes also, what you leave behind, you are leaving the worst snake and the biggest fitna, where the whole family was so close, knitted, and they so much they respected, loved one another. When that snake came now, all became enemies of one another. So much so that the poor old mother who kept the family together with love and kindness, she is literally kicked out also. The sisters are not given any share or their share also. And usually the one brother who is in charge, he manipulates everything. And for years and years, good, pious people, dindar people working in deen, the estates are not wound up. One is the government takes its time with all, that's a long procedure. But Sharia Islamic-wise, it doesn't take long to wind up that estate. But in neither way is that estate drawn. And anyone talks of it, he is the worst enemy. He is the one who wants to bring disunity in the ummah. He is the one who is breaking up the family. So this year, what we are leaving behind, we are leaving ma tarakna khasirna. It is our biggest loss and it causes all the destruction. Very, very seldom is that what you left behind and it will be spent in more better ways. When our Shaykh Hazrat Mahashah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali passed away, immediately the estate was sorted out. Mazhar Sahib was there, mashallah. And what he got, his share, by Hazrat's Qabr, just out of the Qabristan, just a special Qabristan, not the public Qabristan, the madrasa built, and on top he put a balcony where the children can read Quran Sharif every day, the HIF students. So he says, my father will hear whole day Quran Sharif being recited. So if something like that, we spend the money in that good ways, and all what his inheritance came, he spent it for his father. And how much Allah is giving him, we can't imagine. All four sides Allah Ta'ala gives. We today, one thing we feel, that spending money is for other people, it's not for us. One Maulana gave a bayan, also on all the virtues of spending and all that. Great virtues of giving sadaqah, spending in the... He came home, he found a big pot on the stove. He asked his wife, she said, you gave a bayan, so I'm preparing, so we're going to feed everyone. She said, no, you misunderstood. That is for the people to give us. It's not for us to give to the people. That how we're encouraging people, they must give us. One prominent person of Durban, businessman, he told one friend of his, an alim, he says, see, we, the business people, which unfortunately is normally the trend, any some buzurg come, any occasion, they prepare, they host the person. The alim is there, he does all the work that has to be done, all the administration work, all that. But they actually host. So he says, we host, Allah gives us more. And we become more rich. You people don't host and you're always in need. If you learn to host, you will see how much Allah will give you. And how much. So if we spend, and Allah Ta'ala says about the muttaqeen, the first quality, yunfiquna fi sarra wa dharra. They are the ones who spend when easy conditions, they have got enough. And when difficult conditions they haven't got, then also they are spending. Allah reward one group of ulama from the madrasa. They went to Cape Town some years ago, COVID time. and to do some social welfare work. They met one alim there, zakatable. He himself is zakatable. But when his salary comes, small salary, first portion he takes out to spend on the more poor people. He himself is zakatable. But his first portion he takes out from his salary to spend on the other who are more poor people. So Allah give Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, every alim in the madrasa that he's teaching in, he must give some chanda donation to that same madrasa also. He said, if a rich man can give 1,000 rand, 10,000, 1,000,000 rand, you can give 1 rand. And then don't let shaitan play fools with you and on your mind that I'll give 1 rand, the receipt is more expensive than that. So I'm a liability to the madrasa by giving my 1 rand. This is the work of the munafiqeen, that if you give little, they say, what was the need of giving? Nobody needs. What are you giving? You're giving nothing. And you give a lot, they say you're doing it for name and fame. So they will stop you. And the mukhlisin, whatever, little or lot, even a piece of a khajur, that also has got great value by Allah Ta'ala. So anyway, our i'tikaf is a very great ibadat Allah has given us. And the rewards are very great. Those who are in i'tikaf, yeah, by us, in the whole world, all must make a lot of shukr. If you think really, who could make us free from our business, our family? Who could take us away from our wife? Yeah, we have come voluntarily, so to say. Allah brought us. So yeah, when we are, now the wife also is not in front of you. Because many decisions, you have to think very carefully when you make them with your wife present. Now she is also not here, now directly with Allah Ta'ala. Now you can make your, build your relationship. And after 20 days of roza, Allah gave us the opportunity now to become exclusive in His khidmat, in His presence, and just be with Allah Ta'ala. So let us be with Allah Ta'ala. And even if we got jalwat, we are with all open, but let there be khalwat in our heart. Let us be our... So for that, our talking also must be, there must be, if we can help it, no cell phone we got, alhamdulillah, no talking also. This talking also, one time, Maulana Abdullah Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali was here, the grandson of Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri Rahmatullah Ali. Sehri, he was in Ramzan, we are having Sehri together, a phone that was long before cell phones and all that also, and the person spoke very short on the phone. So he said, yes, the phone has taught us to control our tongue. Like that we talk, there is no meter that you have to pay so much. But on the phone, and in those days, if we remember with Telcom, and you make a long distance call, and if it's an overseas call, your eyes are more on your time, how many moments you are speaking, and then what you are speaking, what has to be spoken, what hasn't to, because every moment that the bill is just going higher and higher. And there was no all this free calls and all this that, there was nothing like that. People were very conscious. So he said the phone should teach us that this also, مَا يَلْفِذُ مِنْ قَوْلْ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. You don't, يَلْفِذُ is to throw. You don't throw out a word, a sound from here, and it's recorded. One person, Allah showed him, كِرَامِ الْكَاتِبِينَ, how they are recording. So he asked them, you record everything. They didn't reply. They wrote down, you record everything. Even this what I said, you write down. That also, even this what you said, you write down. That also they recorded. You write everything. No reply. They just busy recording. So everything of ours is recorded. So we should think, yeah, now that we are in i'tikaf, keep roza of inni nazartu lirrahmani sawma falan ukallima al-yawma insiya, that I've made nazar of roza for my Allah. And I'm not going to speak to any human being now. In the khankas of before, when a person would come and the sheikh knows, or he himself complains, I got my weakness of talking too much. Then they should put a board hanging down from his neck and written there, I'm not allowed to speak to anyone. So everyone just see him, this person not allowed to speak to anyone. So nobody should speak to him. No salam, no kalam. He's just on his own. So let us be like that. That we also say, إِنِّي نَظَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. So this is the that rosa we keep also, and that seclusion, that we are now not only secluded away from the dunya, but in the masjid also we got seclusion. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was in Ghari Hira, and he was secluded in every way. And this all is to teach us that we are going to be in total seclusion in the qabr also. And we have to think of that, yeah, as I am, it must not happen. My 9-10 days of i'tikaf finishes up, and I didn't think about my qabr also. There is a time now to think, and after that is the time to go and act then. According to now what we have made our programs, we have thought of it, what we should be doing, what we should not be doing, then the rest of the year, the rest of our lives must be according. This is the time that Allah kept called us for a very big meeting. Like the people of dunya, the batil people of dunya, to how to run the affairs of the dunya, and most of that is all the zulm they are making, the big, the G7 countries, they have their meetings, big places, and how much of security, and they discuss all the things here, much more bigger than all those meetings, is the i'tikaf here. That we are here. Just as Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi written, Hajj was also supposed to be for that. That the Muslims of the world will get together and they will discuss the matters of the Muslims in the correct sense for the benefit of the Muslims. But today so strict control that on your phone if one word comes something and they pick it up from there, you are a target for them. You are under surveillance by them. And anything else, there also what you speak, they got the spies everywhere. Actually, Hajj was where exchange of ideas used to first take place for the benefit of the Ummah, the deen of Islam, all that. But today it's more partying. Even, oh, Allahu Akbar, some ladies, they call them for some kitab reading in Arafat. They say that we do every week at home. Don't trouble us here with your kitab reading. All this deeny talk. Our nature has become such, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. When only Allah is spoken about deen, then we get wahshat in our hearts. We can't accept it. It seems to be very, very awkward and hard. What this person is talking? All the time he's only talking deen. Just saying, must make namaz, must do this. And little children also say, Ma, you just talk of namaz all the time. Ma, you just talk of this all the time. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِنْ دُونِهِ. Anything else besides Allah Ta'ala, some weather, sports, politics, إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. All are happy then. So even like if you are talking, now also I'm talking. There are a few brothers who are feeling sleepy also. But let me start talking of sports now. The latest game that's carrying on. And who is winning and who is losing, everyone will be awake. Let us just talk of some deals where you can make two rand profit, and everyone's ears are wide open. So our condition must not be like that. Our condition must be, when Allah is spoken, then we are happy. So yeah, in the i'tikaf, let us now, in ourselves, be talking about our deen all the time, and getting ready with our deen. This is the time when Allah has kept that the G7 meeting, what is that? Absolutely, all shaitaniyat there. Which Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say, like the, not mosquitoes, what are that on the web? Spider webs of the ayat of the Quran? That these, all these people, they just like all spiders on the spider web. And they are now moving, having meeting on the ships on the sea now. Some big thing, because that meeting is on the sea, on the ship now. And some meeting now on a helicopter now. And all these different places, it's just like the spiders moving. وَإِنَّ أَنْكَرَ الْبُيُوتْ لَبَيْتُ الْأَنْكَبُوتْ. The weakest house is the house of the spider. The plans of kuffar are the weakest. And the leader of the kuffar, shaitan, إِنَّ كَيْدَ الشَّيْطَانِ كَانَ ضَعِيفًا. Only need is وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقِّ. The truth has to come. Till the truth doesn't come, how the kuffar were with the idols in Makkah Sharif, everything. But when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came, finished. Not one idol was left finally. So today also, the kufr that are showing we are powerful, we do this, we torture, we punish like this, we kill like this, we bomb like this, it's just because the truth is not there. Let the truth come. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ. Immediately Allah says, no fa, no wa, no word in between. زَهَقَ الْبَاطِلِ. Batil just disappeared. And batil, its nature is وَكَانَ الْبَاطِلُ زَهُوقًا. Batil's nature is that it disappears. When the muazzin, normally he comes first to the masjid. Some places, mashallah, there are some people who come early before the muazzin. They are given the key also. They come, they put on the lights. But anyway, when the first person comes, the masjid is dark. You don't have to declare war against darkness. Darkness, ignorance, zulam, oppression, you are all bad things and we have to get rid of you. We are declaring war against you. We are coming with our war machinery. Or we are giving big bayans of an hour against you. You are wrong and you have to go from here. We are going to have big marches now and lot of demonstration. We will be toying also. All that you don't have to do anything. Just that one switch you put and now the darkness is just, not even in thin air. It's vanished now, it's gone. You don't see it. The light came and the darkness went. So that is what is required in the world now. This is the ideal occasion, the Hajj occasion, our Jamaat Namaz occasion, and the height of it Allah brought for all the masajid in the world, the Etikaf occasion. This is now. And now, in this meeting, we won't be discussing with other people. All other meetings, Hajj meeting also, with other people, we will be discussing directly with Allah Ta'ala. Our attitude must be like we are in the meeting with Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullah. That no thought for anything else, directly only with Allah tabaraka ta'ala. This is that opportunity Allah has given us, that our namazes also. I think, what's the condition of my namazes? What's the condition of my tilawat? What's the condition of everything of mine? I'm gone wrong. I have to correct it. This is the time to think, and it's a big luxury which Allah has given us. Like in dunya's way we think that a person is very rich, he's in luxury. He doesn't have to go and do this and do that. He just gives one instruction and this gets done and that gets done. His special guest coming at the airport, he doesn't have to go. He just gives one instruction and people and that guest come by him. Everything is done just like that. So also now, this is the time that we engage with Allah Ta'ala directly. Not with anyone else. And all our work will be done. Build that relationship. And also, just like in the occasion of Mahmud Ghaznavi also, and Harun al-Rashid, they threw open the palace and threw all the gems and the precious stones, and whoever puts his hand on whatever it is his, reserved for him now permanently. And then in both cases, here was Ayaz, the slave of Mahmud Ghaznavi. And there was Khalisa, a beautiful slave woman of Harun al-Rashid. A exceptional one. So both of them, they told, you people didn't hear the command, you can take what you want to. They're standing still, they're not taking anything. They said, repeat your command, repeated it. Are you sure? Yes, we are sure. Our word, we don't go back on our word. They walked up and put their hand on the king. If you are mine, everything is mine. So this is the time Allah has brought us in that palace of his. And he has spread out everything in the i'tikaf. We can take of the great treasures of Allah Ta'ala. And he has presented himself also. There is a time we can take, find Allah. And we should be every day making this dua also. Maulana Rashid Ahmed Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi, towards the end of his life, Maulana Qamar al-Zaman sahab also said, now I also make this dua and I advise you also to make this dua. Allahumma kun lana waj'alna lak. Oh Allah, be ours and make us yours. You are ours. If Allah is ours, everything. And you make us yours, exclusive for you. And happily from the bottom of our heart, we want to be Allah Ta'ala. So this dua we all should be making also. Allahumma kullana waj'alna lah. O Allah, be ours and make us yours. So yeah, this i'tikaf is that ideal occasion that, O Allah, you be ours. We have come to you. And this i'tikaf, how ulama also have explained, is like a person has got a need. And from whom he's got this need, he's gone to that person's place. And he tells that person, I'm not moving from here till you don't fulfill my need. I will stay here outside in the yard. I will stay in the garage. I will stay in the barn, whatever, but I'm not moving from here till you don't fulfill my need. Or am I right that the person with the hardest heart will also relent and say, okay, now take it. He'll see one day pass, 2 days, this person not moving like that. And Allah Ta'ala is the person not with the hardest heart, with the softest heart. Allah is Arhamur Rahimin. Allah is Akramul Akramin. Allah is the most kind, the most merciful, the most compassionate Allah. And we just come by Allah. And those whom fortunately who have come, now take from Allah Ta'ala. Ask Him, our namazes must become regular. And namazes must become namazes now. Our tilawat, our whole deen must come in place. My relationship with my wife, my relationship with my parents, with my families, with everyone, with other people must come right now. I have to come right. And this is the occasion. So this beautiful, wonderful occasion of i'tikaf, Allah Ta'ala has given us. Those who are sitting in sunnat i'tikaf, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And of course, especially when we leave here, let us not have a holier than thou attitude. When we go home, I set for i'tikaf 40 days, 30 days, 20, 10 days I set for i'tikaf. Yeah, a person who even sits for 2 days, weekend, and he also thinks that I'm very pious now. Eh? And the poor, we go home and we make zulm that you people, you full dunya dar. You just in dunya all the time. You people just eating, sleeping, drinking. Yeah, I came from i'tikaf. So that attitude must never be there. If our i'tikaf is accepted, it will bring the most humility in us. We will be the most humble. We will regard everyone to be more pious than us. Everyone to be more knowledgeable than us. Everyone to be more right than us. And we will go, and this year, every sajda we make. And sajda is that place, أَقْرَبْ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ السَّاجِدِ. The most closest a person is to Allah is when he's in sajda. And what is the sajda? When he has lowered himself completely, couldn't lower himself more. All we think, my brains, I did this, I achieved this, I planned this, I did this. Who told, who helped him? I helped him, I did this. Now you put it right down on the ground. And if that musalla of yours was a bit soft, you'll have to push your head harder down till you get to feel the hardness of the place. That will be necessary. So you couldn't go further down. And when you did that, man tawaza'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah. When you went down and you put your head down and said, I am nothing. If you are everything, O Allah, then Allah will make you high. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ. And a person who doesn't want to make sajda, physical sajda, or he makes physical, but he doesn't want to lower himself. He doesn't want to think, I'm the lowest of the low. I'm not the lowest, I'm the lowest of the low. I'm the lowest of all. He doesn't want to think like that. وَمَنْ تَكَبَّرَ. وَذَعَهُ اللَّهُ. Allah will destroy that person. So, and a person who makes sajda, who goes, and in the real sense of the words, and also remember in this, that humility, if a person has got pride, it can be treated. But if his pride is covered with humility, he's hiding his pride in humility, very difficult to treat that. A person who hides his pride in humbleness, and shows that I'm a humble person. A person who hides his vanity to do things for show. In sincerity he hides it. Where you least expect it. If you go and look a person, these people who investigate, who are these people? All the, when check up, forensic, all these people. If they see all this here, this is a whole a tub of ikhlas here. They won't even look anything for there. They look for it somewhere else. But in that ikhlas, you hid away your riya. in your humbleness you hid away your pride. Very difficult to identify it also and to treat it also. And which that ikhlas, that show is open. You can see this person is doing things for show. And just literally you make an indication, he realizes I'm doing for show. Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, he should be, when he should be in Medina Sharif, on the right hand side of Masjid al-Nabawi, before the system now, where the people who read salam, that area there, no namaz there. Now namaz has been brought this side. But before, all that was also namaz. Then right the front wall, he on the right hand side, he should spend his time a lot in Masjid al-Nabawi. And first stuff, he should make a imam of first stuff even in Masjid al-Nabawi. So one day one person came and Hazrat saw him and told him, "Are tum aaye bhare gadhe, you have come, oh donkey." So that person got very offended. He's like a close person of Maulana, and Maulana calling me a donkey. So Maulana said, "You always write yourself la shay, that I'm nothing." That's a common way of writing to show our humility. Ahqarul ibad. Ahqarun Nas, I'm all this, the names of the titles of being very humble and that. So he should write La Shay, Nange Asla, all those things. So I made you from nothing into a big donkey. You should make my shukr instead of you getting angry on me. You said you are nothing. Always you write that. But now I made you a donkey. You should appreciate that I gave you that big honor. I made you a donkey. So these things, when we hide it like this, many of us like that, we think we are very humble. But somebody didn't ask about us. Somebody didn't think about us or anything. We get angry. And then we get up, then the truth comes out, that what is actually hidden. And unfortunately, some of us go with this bimari till mort also. And that bimari is not treated. Tikaf is the ideal, okay? Be at least sincere to yourself. You can't be sincere to your wife, to your friends, to your sheikh, or to anyone else, but you can be sincere to yourself also, at least. And remember, from this seclusion which we are in, we're going to the seclusion of the qabr. And what is going to happen there? There everything is going to be thrown open. First question, Mar Rabbuka, who was your Rabb? Who was doing all your things? Were your merchant doing your things? Was your shop doing your things? Was your friend doing your things? Who was doing your things? All, everything, whether it was one Allah. And there it won't be our words and our knowledge of our brain that will speak. What actions we had, that will speak there. Ma deenuka, what was your way of life? Ma taqulu fi haqqi hadha rajul, o kama qal. What do you say about Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam? If we didn't have his sunnahs, his way of life, he was not our role model. He was not our ideal in life. And we had all other things. We won't be able. And if you can't answer there, it's not that you can again now go and prepare for your exam again. Go outside, learn your sabak and come back again. Nothing like that. It is no question of a second chance in any way. And it is not a question that you just get red rings, yes, your report, you failed. End of the story. Or you can write supplements, or you can repeat next year. Nothing like that. It will be the smiting of the farishta, the hitting of the farishta, the letting loose of pythons and snakes on that person, fire coming into his qabr. And it can be me, it can be you, it can be what our condition is, it will be. This is the etiquette to think about all that. My wife is so dear to me, I love her so dearly. I miss her very much. But if she also haven't got deen in her life, and if we are making the wrong efforts in the dunya, and we are thinking we are doing deen's efforts, and we are doing all the wrong things, today many people who are saying they are doing deen's effort, but they are leading people, dhallu wa adhallu. They are gone astray and they are taking the people wrong also. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq that we make this i'tikaf of us what it is and what it is supposed to be, and give us the full fruit. And those who are in i'tikaf make shukr, and Allah give us all tawfiq of i'tikaf also. It's a great noble ibadah, a great luxury I was explaining about luxury. Like in dunya things we have luxury. This is a luxury whom Allah gave i'tikaf. Whom Allah gives free time for deen. People got no time for deen. And you got time, it's a luxury from Allah. Appreciate this luxury which Allah has given us. In deeni luxuries they are. Today, many people want to make tilawat. You hardly sit down, phone call. You hardly sit down, this one wants to see you. That one, your time of tilawat is gone. Now you are parishan, I didn't do my tilawat. This time of yours is gone. That time, namaz, as you coming for namaz, somebody got this problem, somebody got that problem. You got your problem. And now your namaz is in problems all the time. And if you have got the luxury, Allah freed you. Now you only with Allah. So what time Allah has given, appreciate it. And how much we will make shukr and appreciate, Allah will increase us. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.